Thank you for calling astrologyanswers.com customer service. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hi, Rebecca. My name is Shelley, and I was just trying to I sent a message about I'd like to pay for the initial whatever they sent out. And the issue I had, I wrote about it twice, but we're not getting anywhere, so I'm trying the toll-free line, is that my current visa, which is valid until another 23. I have it set up now because there was a lot of fraud going on in my neighborhood, and the bank suggested that you set up your visa so it has to accept tap. No, sorry, it doesn't accept tap. You have to insert it and put your number in. So I'm wondering if I do that online, because I've never done that with online, I was thinking, will you be able to accept it, or will it be stopped because there's no insertion of the number?
Right. I mean, we don't have any sort of way for it to come in like a credit card read, but typically it's going to ask, you know, it's going to need your billing information to match up with what's on file with your card company.
I know. So that's what I was worried about. And then I didn't know if there was another way. So
I mean, tap. That technology where you just bring the card up to the payment thing and it takes the payment without a swipe or an insert or anything, that only really relates to point of sale purchases. It shouldn't affect any online purchases.
Okay, so that's what I was wondering about, because I'm thinking probably in the last few months that I've had the insert, I must have had some things go through where they didn't ask me to insert.
Right, like I'm sure it wouldn't affect you signing up for Netflix.
Okay. So should I just try to enter it again and see if it goes through?
Well, have you made an attempt?
No, I just started, and then I thought, oh, wait, I should send a message instead and ask if they can accept that.
Well,
and then I've sent the message twice, and nobody's answering it.
Okay. Well, that's not the same place where they handle the chat messages. The call center is separate, but I can tell you that as long as your billing information lines up, it's the same as making any online purchase. So
okay.
I think it shouldn't have anything to do with the Wi-Fi tap function of your card.
Well, it's not the tap I have to do. I have to insert.
Right. Yeah. I think that they mean like at the payment.
At the point of sale.
Console.
Okay.
But if it does, if you have any, if you have any issue, we're not going to hold the charge. If it doesn't go through, it just won't go through. At that point, give us a shout, and we can let you know what it's saying on our end, why it's being declined. But typically, it would only be declined if, you know, your bank didn't have the funds, or if the card had been reported stolen or something like that.
Okay. So then it seems kind of weird. Why did they have you insert if it's not really?
I think that they mean the difference between being able to tap or having to insert the card into the card machines.
Right, right.
I don't work at the bank, but that's just what I get from what you're saying.
Me neither. I taught high school for 42 years, and I'm so good with electrical things or technology.
Well, that's how thieves will get your information, is by taking advantage of that tap, because your information is kind of more accessible that way.
Okay. Okay. Good to know.
They have software or something that can pick it up somehow. I would not know either. I'm not a card number thief.
Yeah, because I have a feeling I was somewhere, and then I gave them a Visa card, and then we didn't tap it, and it still went through. Or we didn't insert it, and it still went through, and I thought, what's that about? Because they're supposed to, and I asked at the bank just yesterday, I said, so which is more secure, like to be tapping or inserting, or does it really matter? And
it depends.
That the inserting that bank teller thought that was more secure.
And for going to inside the gas station and paying at the cash register versus paying at the pump is a good way to protect your info too.
Okay. All right. So I'll go keep trying and see. Otherwise, I'll quit.
Well, if you have any issues, give us a shout and we'll be able to look up the payment attempt and see why it wouldn't have gone through.
Okay. Well, that'd be helpful too. Just
absolutely.
In general knowledge. And I'm in Canada, not the state, so I don't know if that's going to make it
circumspect. One thing I would do before making any purchase, because I have seen Canadian customers be charged international processing fees, make sure you know what that would be before making the purchase, because we can't see that on our end.
Okay, interesting. All right, good. So what would I call it? The terminology is just international processing?
International processing fees, yes, ma'am. It's something that's charged by the card company or the issuing bank. So we can only see what you paid on our end.
So I can just call my bank and just get that info before I do it, right?
I would call the number on the back of the card and let them know you want to know what, if any, international processing fees would be assessed.
And then would they have to know what state only, or would they need to have you guys, like your actual number or anything?
I don't believe it matters what state, because this is a charge that's charged by them, so it's to a different country.
Right.
So just be going to the U.S.
So they probably take whatever they think they can get.
Right. Usually they have a percentage if they charge one.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I appreciate your help.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Okay.
Take care.
Sorry.
Thank you for calling AstrologyAnswers.com customer service. Have a great day.